couldn't believe that, Ray. Well, you know, going back to your time on Parrish Mountain, you didn't tell her when you threw your jacket across that barbed wire that was an old Army trick, did you?
Oh, yeah. Please laying that bear hide on there.
Absolutely. But I don't blame you, Ray, having a few items like that on hand. You don't ever know when you're going to run into a problem. You know, I drove a truck for a lot of years, and when I was driving, somebody else get in my truck, and I had one guy got in the truck, my truck. I was on vacation, and when I came back, he said, "I owe you some money." I said, "For what?" He said, "Well, I got stuck over here getting unloaded," and he said, "I was running out of hours, and I didn't have time to stop to get nothing to eat coming back." So he said, while I was sitting there waiting to get unloaded, he said, "I got in your bucket back there, and I ate some of your groceries." And I said, "Well, that's all right." And I said, "If you feel like it, you can replace what you ate." He said, "No, I'll just give you the money." I said, "No, I don't expect you to give me any money." I said, "But if you want to put what you ate back in my grocery box," I said, "that's fine." He said, "I'll tell you one thing." He said, "I'm going to the store, and I'm going to have me one in my truck from now on."
I think it's good business, Gary. It lasted me when I was working the cable route, and that cable route stretched from Charlotte, North Carolina to Atlanta, Georgia, and my part of it was from Lake Hartwell up here to just north of Gaffney. And I never knew when I was going to get home when I went out that morning, depending on what kind of problems I found, if any. So I always kept a few groceries in the truck, and I kept a sleeping bag and a change of clothes. And it came in handy several times over.
You know, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
My sentiments exactly. And I do the same thing with my truck, too. If I get out there sometime and get stranded, I'm not going to freeze to death, and I'm not going to starve.
I don't keep mine stocked up in my vehicles too much unless we are decided we're going to go somewhere. If we're going to go more than, say, 25 miles from the house, I put some groceries in there. If I don't, you know, I don't worry about it too much because I know I can just about walk home from that if I have to.
Yeah, that's something to consider, too. How far you got to go and how long it takes you to get back the hard way.
No doubt about it. Well, I don't know, Ray, you know, when you and I were younger, we did, probably both of us did a lot of hitchhiking, and but I don't believe I'd want to pick up many hitchhikers nowadays, and I don't know that there would be many people out there that would, but used to, people would stop and pick you up and give you a ride, but in today's time, I don't know if I'd stop for somebody.
That's quite as popular as it once was, Gary. You don't know who's out there and what kind of mood they're in or what they got in mind.
You're right.
About beat that horse to death. I had a few interesting rides in them hitchhiking deals. Most of them were good rides, and I didn't have any real problems. But I had a few that could have got interesting, but a couple of them that first time I stopped at the red light, I was out looking for another ride.
Blame you for that, not in the least little bit.
Do the best you can with what you got. And if you're walking and somebody offers you a ride, you can take it on a trial basis.
Ain't nobody gonna take care of you but you.
This is true, Gary. I better shut up and let somebody else have a chance, son. You said it wasn't anybody else stick around for the rights, but somebody might have got interested and want to have something to say. You might even have another check-in or two,
though. I enjoyed it, the Q Show, as always. Always enjoy sitting down and talking with you. I got to get up that way and see you and Miss Edie, but as you, as normal, if I get that way, I'll call first to make sure y'all gonna be there. Because you don't never know, you might have to go to a doctor's appointment or something, and I wouldn't want to get up there and y'all not be there. But y'all take care, stay warm, stay dry, and stay safe and well. And one other thing, I've been talking behind your back. Your ears was probably burning. I was talking to Johnny, and he said your thing came in that that you and Jerry built a pad for.
Yeah, it's sitting down here in the basement getting ready to get plugged in, and I hope it's not going to be too much longer. We're gonna have to drill the hole under the driveway, and I was going to do it the hard way, and Jerry had a friend that works with him that's got a drilling machine, and he offered to come up and do it, so we're waiting for him to put the hole under the driveway. The fuel tank's going to be on one side of the driveway, and the unit's going to be on the other side. That's what brings that up. And it took a while to get here. There's a run on those things. People are buying them like crazy. The manufacturers can't keep up with it. And anyhow, we got this one. And I think you'd like to see it get up this way. We'll show it off a little bit. Yeah, I heard that remark about the old age a while ago. I think that's a good answer to the solution. You keep on getting older and older, then you just keep on doing what you have to do, Gary.
I'm looking forward to getting up there and seeing you, your new toy up there. But, boy, I sure am glad that Jerry had a buddy that's got a boring machine. That will make life a whole lot simpler. And that's a good idea to put the fuel away from the unit itself. But, of course, you think about all these things like that, and a lot of people don't, but I know that you're thoughtful when you start out with something like that. But glad you got that in, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Like I said, you told me about it, and I want to get up there and see it. But anyway, you take care. Go on in and get you a cup of coffee and a piece of cake or a pie or whatever Miss Edie's got for you this evening. I told John earlier that I was eating pumpkin pie last night and with a cup of coffee, and I may have another piece of pumpkin pie. I think there's two little pieces left, so I may eat me another piece of pumpkin pie before I go to bed with my cup of coffee. But as we get older, we still do what we can, and we think we can do a whole lot more than we can sometimes. It just takes us a lot longer to do what we used to do quick. But anyway, Ray, appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us. You take care. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'm going to get up there to see y'all here before too long. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Boy, thank you, Gary. When I was working, I looked at people that were 60 years, and I thought they were ancient. Now there's 91 coming up. Don't sound like it's all that old, though.
Completely right, and I told Joy, I said, I don't feel as old as I am in years, and I said, I'm very blessed. I got good health, and there's a whole lot of people that are younger than I am. It's got a whole lot worse than I do, so I'm not going to complain.
That's all I had. Appreciate it, Gary. Have a good night, everybody.
Joy, this is Kitty on 515 doing a radio check top of Paris Mountain.
Fine, sir. This is KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Old history and old paperwork. We're just trying to get back into the business.
What you're working on or whatnot, but this is a 2-meter amateur radio. We're not with the fire department or the police department or anything like that, even though we do help out occasionally. And just for your information, in case you don't know, you do need a call sign from the FCC to talk on this frequency.
This ongoing.
If comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment, call KI4DOS. Go ahead there, Walt. Out there, Walt, you still right down at the noise level and you got some bacon in the background. But your signal is nowhere near what it was, and like I said, it's you got a lot of bacon in the background, and you are copyable right now, though. Holler, give me a call on the phone. I might not be in by the radio, but you can call at me on the phone and I'll come into the radio or see what else we need to do to help you out. But if my signal's not good, I would like somebody to tell me as well. You take care, and I hope you get that straightened out and so you'll be booming back in again. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We had a real good net tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that checked in with us tonight. I'm going to submit my net report into the repeater, and then I'll finish closing the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 58 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you. Y'all come back tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt, the WG4MC, I think he will be calling, give him a good dose of Rider's Crap. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.